When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
What a great party. Anna is here, sort of.
I am. I'm here.
Anna.
Hello.
How much have you had to drink?
I had two drinks.
Be honest.
And two DayQuils.
Oh, so you're going to use the I was on drugs excuse.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's true. It's not an excuse. It's what really happened.
Kids, if you're listening out there, never mix drugs with alcohol.
No, I wasn't feeling well, so I wanted to make sure I was on my game. So I went to Walgreens down the street.
That's what Heath Ledger
got
said.
Got some DayQuil.
Yeah.
And then I was going to ask the pharmacist if I can drink with it, but I was scared she was going to say no, so I didn't ask, and then I just started drinking.
Neat. Ryan Adams is here, sober.
I am on two Advil.
Okay.
One Jack and Coke.
And one penis.
And two bottles of water.
Oh, well, very good, man. I'm also drinking a little bit, but I'm being very responsible.
But you're eating a lot.
I ate it all.
Yes, it was fantastic.
You're being irresponsible when it comes to the food, sir.
I am ashamed of myself.
What did you have?
Tonight, and I'm sure you heard if you're listening to Dom, one of the best restaurants in Tampa catered this event.
Sure did.
And when you're a guy like Dom, you know all the good people, right? You hang in those bougie corners, you know? I've seen so much money in this place tonight. I swear to God, I was looking in the ground the whole time because I was waiting for somebody to drop, like, I don't know, their 401k plan on the ground. I was like, I got it. I got to slide it with my foot to my car.
Not if I get it first.
Super, super, super wealthy people, which I love. But the restaurant is Spain. It's in downtown Tampa.
It's very good.
And you can imagine it's Spanish cuisine. Not Spanish as in what we're used to, as in, like, South American or...
Well, that's not where Spain is.
I know, but when you hear Spanish food in Tampa, it's really Cuban food. Like,
oh, is that what they say?
It's misleading, yes. But no, paella, right? Paella here. They had these little crab cakes. They were so good. Empanadas out the yin yang. So many empanadas. I don't know. I ate them all. I ate so many. So many. My first empanada, I had one bite, and then JoJo from Migs and Swig ripped it out of my hand and stuffed the whole thing in her mouth.
It looked like you were taunting her with it, of what I saw. Like, nah, you can't have this. And she was like, watch me, bitch.
I will say this. She can... one bite, eat any of the food I ever have in my hand, and I will be Spanish-sized. And within 6 months, I'll lose all my weight because watching her eat, more satisfying than eat than me eating.
Agreed.
Yeah.
He used to say that about me, but I'll concede to JoJo.
Yeah. Lots of beautiful ladies, lots of handsome people here today.
I showed up.
You're also here, which is very, very nice. I like it.
I want to do another shout-out real quick to somebody that has been here longer than any of us have been here, and that
wait, I was getting to that.
You thanked everybody else.
Bitch.
You thanked everybody else.
You're about to take my thunder.
He just took some awesome pictures of us that are going to be up on the Johnny B Show.
Oh no,
page.
I wasn't going to talk about him.
Okay. Oh, I'm talking about our boy Mike Cernak.
Mike Cernak's the man.
Yeah, he's been here for all the shows tonight. He's been sweating. Kelly loves him.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Mike.
And I am on no water, no Advil, no DayQuil.
There you go.
No Jack and Coke.
Nope.
I'm stone cold sober.
I'm basically drinking water.
You need
Mick
to
Ultra.
Hydrate yourself.
That's true.
I got Mick Ultra and soda water.
Yeah. You're double fisting it.
Because I am a petite, lovely gal.
This is very true.
You
want a little touch?
To a lot of people.
So many beautiful women here tonight, but I got to tell you.
I'm the prettiest one?
No.
Yeah.
Kelly is ridiculous.
Kelly was fantastic.
I know.
So ridiculous tonight. Yeah. I swear to God. So dumb. Like, she's already ridiculous, right? Like,
I know.
It's distracting every Wednesday.
Back off.
But what is she really, Johnny? What?
Yeah. How would you describe
her? How do you really feel about Kelly?
I think she's lovely.
Oh, thank you.
He's not catching what I'm throwing down.
Well, we all know that you think the
There you go.
That is a character that you inspired about 2 weeks ago.
Really?
He was not this character before.
I have several personalities
okay.
that I jump in
I'm
and
aware.
Out of,
I'm aware of that.
That I can't control.
You brought this out in him.
Okay.
Just you. No one else.
Really?
Yes.
When I was a young...
Please enlighten me. I didn't hear about this.
When I grew up a young black man in Seminole Heights back in the 80s, we had a term for girls that were not fat, but definitely not skinny and thick in all the right places. And that term was accentuated by my next door neighbor, Chris Brooks. And he would say, man, that girl thick to death. She is thick to death.
Yeah, loosely translated.
There's
thick
no
to death.
There's no ending of
I believe it's supposed to be death. Like,
got it.
But
got it,
it came out deaf. Like, you're so hot, I can't
I just
hear
heard
anymore.
Dih. I just heard death.
Most curse words in the hood have no ending. They go off into infinity. So they're not really cursing.
So what am I?
What?
Like, how would you describe me?
Oh, man. Man, all the boys, she Jewish.
She's well, so, you're not wrong.
Man, she Jewish, y'all.
She Jew to death.
Man, I tell you what.
You know what I thought about Autumn when I saw her from afar? Like, her boyfriend saw me before she did, and I was just, like, looking at her. It was just, like, straight up, what's the thing with the water?
Underdress?
Like, the water with the, what?
Waterfall?
Oh, like, flash dance.
Flash
like,
dance.
Flash
yeah.
dance. She was like,
Oh, yes.
That's what you look like without this.
I'll take
the
it.
Flannel.
I'll take
what
it off.
What a feeling.
Yeah, there you go. When she
if
had
I
the,
have the motor
when
skills.
She took the, takes the flannel off, it was just like.
Yeah. Remember when Carmen came down on your face like that? Like,
yeah, I do. Well, actually, I don't because I was concussed.
I know. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
So hurtful. Yeah. So you're definitely, you bring out that character.
Oh,
now, every
okay.
Wednesday when you leave. That guy comes. I can't help it. I'm like,
well, I mean, there was that like one day where I wore a dress because I had to come from a meeting. But usually, when I'm
good God.
Usually when I'm there, I uh-huh. wear sweatpants and
which is fine.
Like 3 days worth of face grease.
I'm okay with
so,
that.
So, like today, everyone's like, "Oh my God, Kelly, is that you?
Did you shower?
You look so amazing." Just like, yeah, this is my MO.
I don't care.
Look like crap. All of the time.
And then it's easy to impress people.
Yeah.
I like it.
If I look great True. Every day, then everyone will be like, oh, are you sick?
Yeah, but you can't
what
look
happened?
Like you can't look like crap. Like, I could show up to work, and you could be in, like, a Jiffy Lube, like, full, like, jumpsuit with oil on your face.
I basically have oil on my face because we eat wings literally every Wednesday before
I would turn,
we
like,
in
I would still be a creep. I'd be like, man, I'll change her oil right now.
Oh, boy.
Hell yeah. That Jiffy Lube mechanic. Thank the damn.
Oh, yeah. It's going to hurt.
Clean that oil clean that oil trap.
It's to the point where I talk to my girlfriend about you, and she's just like, she can't even, she goes, yeah, I know. I definitely hit it. I
love her.
Is she not the
like,
greatest?
Whenever you bring her in, I'm just like, bye.
I know.
Hello.
Everybody does that. Everybody. I remember with my ex-wife, all the guys would do that. They're like, all right. And
she
they would just leave with her.
She reminds me of the chocolate cupcake with rainbow sprinkles. Like, that's her.
Wow. She is all the things I love about a person all rolled up into one.
Right? That's exactly like she's like my dessert in person.
Like everybody I know has something good about them, most people. She has all those things in one person. It's unbelievable.
Agreed.
Like there's nothing I hate about her.
Oh, there's got to be one thing.
What's
Come
the
on.
One thing?
Well,
Come on.
What's the one thing?
Remember that jersey that's all faded?
Okay. Well, that's the thing. Her being imperfect makes her perfect.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Yeah. She ruined my personalized Bucks jersey by throwing it in the dryer. So what? It's just the jersey.
Anna,
right?
This is where you go, ugh.
You know what I mean? One time she put enough salt on eggplant parm to kill 19 people. Like, it was so much salt. I don't care. You cook another one.
I do recall a
you
bean
do have
pie.
To put salt on the parm on the eggplant, though, to dry it out.
She knew that, but she also salted the breadcrumbs. Faux pas. But she learned, and now she's better.
I do recall a bean pie.
There was a pie that she tried to make that was vegan that was made out of beans, and it tasted like beans. Mistake. Mistakes happen, man. It was so funny. Zane took a bite. Zane was like 13 or 14 at the time. He takes a bite of it. I take a bite of it. And then she's like looking at us, and we're both just kind of poker facing each other. And then Zane goes, all right, man, if you're not going to say it, I'm going to say it, man. This is pretty bad. This is beans, right? And I'm like, man, you're a jerk, dude. Like, don't chase this one away.
Was it literally just beans? Was it supposed to be?
It was chocolate in it, too.
Anna, how do you get
okay,
stuff
wait
not
a minute.
To taste like beans?
Chocolate
what?
Beans?
How do you get stuff not to taste like beans?
Not, I don't eat beans.
Well, I
That's
mean,
a good
like,
way.
Vegetarian.
Well, here's
like,
what here's what Anna eats.
Do you, like, try to mask things in food?
No. I just like eating whole foods. Like
she,
a whole
she
apple or a head of lettuce.
She don't care about flavor at all. Here's what she eats. I know her whole
onion,
diet.
Just, like, eat an onion like an apple, like.
Not a whole onion.
Red
but I'll eat like a pepper. I'll eat like
outside.
A pepper, like an apple. Ugh.
Have you ever seen how she shows up to the station like a homeless person with four Winn-Dixie bags? She goes grocery shopping every day for what she's gonna eat, and she doesn't go to like a produce stand. She goes to Winn-Dixie, right?
Yeah.
And then she comes.
It's right there.
Convenience, right?
It's
so
right
she
there.
Shows up. She has tortilla shells, right?
They're not shells. They're tortillas.
Oh
period.
Boy. Or tortillas. My bad. Tortillas.
Get the
just
story
plain
right.
tortillas.
I'm not a trash.
A bag of trash ass salad mix. Not even a good salad mix with like spinach and
what
arugula.
What do you eat?
not that. And then stuff with flavor. And then she wraps up this lettuce thing with her tortilla, and then she'll put
just
some hummus.
It's called a taco.
So that's exactly what
she puts hummus on it, and I go, what are you eating? Tacos. I go, those aren't tacos, man. That's just bad vegetables in a tortilla.
She puts like some sort of, is it Italian dressing or what? What
it's
is it?
Italian
dressing. Okay.
It's sweet onion dressing.
Oh, okay. You're my sweet onion.
I tried to eat clean for like a week, and then like I started to eat, and I would just get sick, so I just stopped eating.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I'm trying to maintain.
No, you're not.
No.
You didn't look like you were trying to maintain over here.
Well, you don't know how I
you
do
were
things.
Out of breath. You were eating so much.
Because I'm a damn professional, all right?
We were picking, like, he dropped a croquette and without a...
A what?
Out a croquette.
Croquette?
A little crab cake.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Without missing a beat, I just shoved it in my mouth.
Yes,
like,
she did.
Boy. It was amazing.
Well,
dream team.
That's all I needed to hear. This has been the Johnny B Show. You guys have a great night, everybody. We're going to go best of for the rest of the night. I'm going to go home and destroy my girlfriend. We do social shout-outs at the first break, as we always do, so make sure you get them in there at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at Scrum Ryan Radio, at On a Hummel Radio. And go ahead and give Kelly a follow. What is your Twitter handle?
It is KELLI underscore 1025.
I knew that. Also, it is Will Do Wednesday, and we will see what Will brought to the table.
With a Will new haircut.
I know.
I like it.
Now he looks like Willow.
I know. I like didn't even recognize. Like,
yeah. It's very Chaz Bono. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Very nice. I like that he's transitioning
very, like,
right as he starts his radio career.
Shaved on the sides, off to the side, very Richard Spencer, neo-Nazi. Like,
you know how Chaz Bono gets that little beard? It's like, I'm not really a girl anymore. And you're like, okay, whatever, Ralphie May.
Kind of like you.
Yeah.
Oh.
What? That's what Chaz Bono looked like. I texted Ralphie that right when I saw the Chaz Bono like transition. I go, bro, I saw you at this Hollywood party.
Oh, my God, they do kind of.
Yeah.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.